1-800-387-7 today.
Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, are we going to take in a wild, jam-packed ride this hour, including internationally. What's the latest in Iran? Mousavi pushing for the fight for the rights of the people, going green. A lot of you still trying to figure out ways to circumvent the government that says the case is closed. Forget about it. Ahmadinejad is the president. He's been reelected. In the meantime, our Marines launch a major attack in Afghanistan. How's that going? They say it was the deadliest month for Iraqis this year so far, but the Iraqis are celebrating the fact that the Americans are leaving. When I say they're leaving, the big presence in the major cities is what you're seeing start to happen. In one way, this makes me excited for the people. And another way, it makes me sad if mission is not accomplished. And you know what I mean by that, because I talk about it often on the show. I couldn't say enough good things about the people who have sacrificed over and over and over again. For so long, we had so many people on overseas joining us on the air. And each and every one of them all said that even if it was tough, exhausting, didn't have anything but one day off, whatever, they wanted to hear from people back home, but they were proud to be there. We didn't hear one person say anything different. And if you're cynical, you could say, well, of course, because that's the military way. But I don't buy that. I think that the people that joined us really meant it. And we had all kinds of people on the show, from officers to enlisted men, etc. And I hope that the fruits of their labor pay off. And I hope that some sort of this democracy stands up in this new government in Iraq. We'll tell you the latest there, too. And by the way, the U.S. is stopping military relations with Honduras. But how good of a guy is this guy who is begging for help? And what do we know about the former president of Honduras? We'll tell you about that, too, as I've got a little bit of new information on it. Plus, incredible, crazy, the girl that survived almost 13 hours at sea, hanging on to parts of the plane, rescued from the Indian Ocean. Can you imagine 150 people perish in a plane, including this girl's mother? Somehow she survives with some bruises and a problem with the collarbone, but that's it after a crash landing. That is absolutely miraculous. There, what can you say? Yeah. And we certainly wish her the best. I don't care where this happened. It is absolutely miraculous. It's very sad. You see, you hear the tales of who was on the plane and what happened. There were a lot of French citizens and, ooh, just absolutely awful. I got a question for you. When you stroll into McDonald's, are you thinking about Angus burgers? Well, they hope you will be thinking about them. You know how everybody's pushing these dollar menus and burgers for less than a dollar even, and the value and all that stuff? Well, McDonald's is going to debut a $4 Angus burger. I don't know why. That does not appeal to me, to be honest. Does that appeal to anyone who's a Mickey D's fan? See, my problem anyway now with the fast food is because everybody's printing the calories, and then you realize what you're inhaling, and you're still hungry afterwards, and you're like, whoa, I need to go different routes. I need to go to Subway and get one of the less fattening things on the menu. And, of course, at McDonald's, they have salads and everything else, but this Angus burger for $4, I don't know, maybe it will be a big hit. Who knows? We also are going to tell you more about Madoff and the victim. So far, they've recovered, I guess, $231 million, but you think of the billions that are owed to people that they were scammed out of by this idiot who helped tank so many lives, that you hope the number gets bigger. That's all I'll say. And more heads will roll, because supposedly there's an investigation that's ongoing, and maybe 10 more people are going to be charged with crimes related to that Madoff Ponzi scheme, which is, I think, is great, because anybody who can have that ice water in their veins and not really care when they know that they're ripping off 80-year-old people in Florida and this is their life savings. Because, again, we're not talking about the 5% of extremely, incredibly wealthy people, although some of those people were almost all wiped out, too. So it didn't matter if you had a little bit of money in your pocket or you had a lot of money in your pocket. Bottom line is you were probably, if you got within earshot of anyone that was pushing the Madoff fund or you knew Madoff yourself, you're probably going to reach in your pocket and give them what you had. That's what happened to tons of people. Speaking of reaching, this to me is gotten so far out of control now. I thought we had dealt with this. You know, people keep talking about, oh, Michael Jackson, you turn on Larry King, he's Michael Jackson all the time, every angle, everything that's happening. CNN is like the Michael Jackson network, and they're certainly not the only ones, but they seem to be really pumping it a lot. Other networks, cable networks, are doing the same thing, and a lot of other news outlets are also covering it. So the King of Pop has become the king of the three-week news cycle. They're talking about now at the Staples Center next Tuesday will be the send-off for Michael, the celebration. And no kidding, you're going to see a million people there, at least a half a million. They're saying quarter. I say half a million to a million, no joke. So all this stuff is going on with Michael Jackson, but so much else is happening that's not really getting talked about. And I think the South Carolina governor is like, there's too many news cycles for him, too. But the problem is he just cannot stop talking. It's like a Harlequin romance gone awry, that somebody wrote one of the volumes of the romance and they didn't quite get it right. So he is spewing all this odd stuff instead of getting down to the business of what's happening in South Carolina, and the people are not digging it. First they go through the emails that are printed in the paper, then he bares his soul and talks about the fact that his real soulmate is the woman in Argentina. And what's happening is the lawmakers, whether they're GOP or Democrats, are saying, just shut up. Just stop it. They don't want more details of his love life. It's too much information. So he hasn't resigned. He's bunkering down or hunkering down, and he's wrapping up his last term as governor. He's made no public appearances, right? I mean, he made no public appearances certainly today anyway, because I'm sure something else will come out. He didn't release the personal financial records to the media that would show that he hadn't used public money to take trips to Argentina to see his mistress. But you remember he did promise originally he was going to do that. He did bring two personal checks for $3,300 to the state treasurer to reimburse for part of the trip to South America last year. So that money covered basically his hotel, meals, and airfare where he saw the woman. But, I mean, this is just out of control. This rambling, bumbling nonsense, the claiming the Appalachian Trail and that he was there. And I mean, you can wind the clock back. I mean, at this point, really, honestly, you have Republicans saying, okay, this is enough. He needs to resign. You had Gresham Barrett, who's a candidate for governor, who's saying that he's a Republican, big-time Republican in South Carolina. Okay, it's time for this knucklehead to resign. Let's see if he does it. He might. Hang with us on America Tonight.
Your relationships are a mirror of you.
That's good news, because it means you have the power to effect positive change in the quality of love you create in your life.
It's all up to you.
Join us, Joseph and Sarah Malinette, for Creating Your Ideal Relationship on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
We'll help you create loving, ideal relationships. Give us a listen at WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
San Francisco, a Quinn Martin production, starring Carl Malden, also starring Michael Douglas.
Maybe you watched The Streets of San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Kind of a precursor to Law and Order, and you just heard the beginning of that will be the opening. Carl Malden, dead at the age of 97, lived a very long life, died of natural causes. Wouldn't everyone like to expire that way? Surrounded by family and friends in Brentwood. And he was a guy who, he did the Streets of San Francisco, so made it in TV. But previous to that, he got a supporting actor in 1951. He was Mitch in A Streetcar Named Desire. He played that on Broadway, too. He was nominated again in 54 for his performance as Father Corrigan, who was a big-time friend of the working man, if you ever saw On the Waterfront. I don't care if you're, like, 20 or you're 70. If you haven't seen On the Waterfront, you need to see it. It still is a movie that holds up. And he, in both movies, he co-starred with Marlon Brando. He made about, like, 50 different films. You probably saw him in Patton, maybe. That was another good one, and boy, he just was really a terrific, terrific actor. And in the 70s, he was Lieutenant Mike Stone in The Streets of San Francisco. Michael Douglas was his partner in that, and it's funny, but you think of people who pitch things. We talked about Billy Mays being the pitch guy for OxyClean and Orange Glow and all that, but he was purely a pitchman. You have a lot of actors that pitch products, and the whole endorsement thing for Malden, he was one of those front guys to do it. For 21 years, he was the face of American Express. So he kind of fills that pop culture role, too. And he's, again, passed away at the age of 97. Couple of other things to mention here on America. It's been a weird couple of weeks for that, hasn't it been? We go through the list. You have, do I say his name? Michael Jackson. You have Farrah Fawcett. We had Ed McMahon, who passed away. I mentioned Billy Mays because he was a household name. People knew him. And, of course, now add Carl Malden. But 97, that's, like I said, a pretty good life. Long life, lots of family around, and an easy way to go out. We should all be so lucky to go out without some of the suffering that people go through with cancer and everything else. But he definitely will be remembered for a long time in Hollywood for his contribution, absolutely no doubt about it. And they released a study today on the biggest people, the heaviest people in the country. And I don't know if you caught it or not, because, of course, I'm sure it's being played up all over the place since this is 4th of July weekend and people tend to really, really overindulge with cheese fries and burgers and, you know, all the stuff that you eat in, at cookouts. And maybe you go to a couple different cookouts, so you're making the rounds and you eat a little bit more than you should. So in looking at Mississippi as being the heaviest this time around, I mean, morbidly obese people, I'm not saying everybody, but the study showed that a lot of big people in Mississippi, and we know that that changes around. It's been Philadelphia before. It's been Texas, the cities in Texas a ton of times, and all those places are still on the list. It made me think of this whole cardiac arrest thing, because lately we've seen that a lot too. And I read this story about the odds of surviving cardiac arrest, the odds of actually surviving it after getting CPR in a hospital are like almost slim to none. It's gotten a little bit better, but it's not great. 18% of patients live long enough to leave the hospital. Yeah. So it's not good. That happens. You know, you hit the bricks, and it's very, very tough. It's very grim. So here's the deal. Do we need better treatments for this whole cardiac arrest? Well, yeah, that would be one answer. And, of course, taking better care of your heart, and that means the weight thing, because you don't want to put the pressure. A lot of times that leads to heart attacks, not in all cases, but certainly it can. In Michael Jackson's case, he was only 125 pounds, and now they're talking about all the drugs. So that was a thin weight thing combined with drugs, probably different from being morbidly obese and watching what you're eating. But there's got to be something said about that, I think, at this point, because so many people are having this happen now, and not just men and not just African Americans. It's across the board. So better treatments, I mean, the performance in treating people with cardiac arrest doesn't seem to be improving. You would think that there would be a big kick for the hospitals to do a little bit better in this area. I mean, what can you do? They say at UCLA that they're trying some interesting approaches to improving the survival rate for people, including something very novel, a heart-lung machine. So that actually would buy time for the docs while they try to fix the problem that caused the cardiac arrest, like clogged arteries that would trigger perhaps the heart attack. And, you know, by doing the CPR pretty much independent of all the other things to fix the problem, they've only treated the symptom of sudden death. They didn't treat the reason, which makes sense. So that's why so many people... That's why they lose so many people, because they can't treat what it is that got them there in the first place. So the survival odds have not really changed from going back to the statistics that they kept in the 1990s. You know, there's the defibrillators, but still, when you talk about the shocking the heart back into a normal rhythm, same thing. Not massive success in this area. So coming up on America Tonight next week, we're going to talk to a doctor about the whole cardiac arrest thing and things that you can do certainly for your heart to perhaps improve your odds of not getting there in the first place. We know weight is obviously one thing that we've been told a zillion times. We're going to talk more about this, the Marines. I mentioned this at the top, a huge, huge story, obviously. But U.S. forces with a major assault in Afghanistan. So you got Marines all over the place in those desert conditions. Of course, they've been there. They're trying to pull out all of the insurgents from the Taliban that they can uncover, and they've got some good information, I guess, and 8,500 Marines have been in a place they call the Helmand province in the past 2 months. They finally let loose and launched this sucker on Thursday, a big one. I mean, a big offensive, I guess is the way to say it. And people described flares in the sky all over the place. And you've got, of course, wheat and opium fields along the Helmand River. And that's pretty much where the Taliban fighters have been. They've been fending off NATO forces for years now. Now you got more Americans there, and then the effort's going to be doubled come the fall. Wouldn't it be great to see them just push them out? Because what's happening is the Marines are hoping, or that's what they're trying to do, is set up a series of bases and stay in Helmand. And the ultimate objective is to get some stability to allow the local people, the Afghans, to, sound familiar, establish a legitimate government. But the speed at which they're moving, at which they're going, apparently is much different than in Iraq, that they are moving quickly. They're getting in there. They know where they're going. They're staying. They're building. They're working. They're trying to make this transition. They're pushing to make it happen. You know, it's the first large-scale op under the new strategy for Afghanistan. So it was a very big, big day. And that troop level is going to be up to almost 70,000 by the year's end. It's like at about 32,000 now. And this is what the president has said, is that the main threat against the U.S., the most serious security threat, is Afghanistan and Pakistan. And, you know, we've had several people on the show that, like Jed Babb and like Frank Gaffney, who both agreed that Pakistan was absolutely the place we had to worry about the most, and then Afghanistan too, and that Helmand province is one of the main arteries for the Taliban. If they can do whatever they can to push them off, to get them to basically chase them out and capture them, whatever, because they've got that opium crop there that supplies 90%. Did you hear what I said? 90% of the world's heroin. Wow. Look out, heroin addicts. More on ATN.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon
coupon box, and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Taliban, the Marines are coming to get you and your opium. Sorry for those heroin dealers. They're going to be plumb out of luck. Crazy. I had no idea. I mean, I know it was high, but I didn't know it was 90% what they were saying, that opium supplies the heroin to the world. So you bet the Taliban is guarding it with their life because they're making serious money on it. And with the doubling up efforts in this first huge strike and then setting up these bases, man, go get them, guys. Knock them out. Push them back. Same thing in Pakistan, too. Snuff them all out. Because they're like cockroaches. They just continue to find the corners, the places to grow and get bigger and plant those seeds of hatred, especially anti-American attitudes. It might be anti-Western, but you can believe America is the top of the hit list. So knock them off first. Speaking of hit the road, Jack, besides Afghanistan, the song could apply to this as well. In the future, you might be concerned at how much you're driving your car. Also, you're probably concerned now, like if you're a person who leases or when the gas starts to get a little bit too high or you just don't want to put all the miles on your car, you try to finagle and figure ways to ride it a little bit less because depending on the city, you could commute 45 minutes to an hour, and then, of course, that's backwards, and we're saying 45 minutes to an hour to get there and then back. Ooh, and that can take its toll on your car. Well, check this out. I was reading this on some website. Maybe it was McClatchy. I think it was McClatchy. And they talked about by the year 2020, the gasoline tax should be history because a lot of the conversation is getting this monthly that we would get a monthly tax bill based on every time you drove a mile. So it would be tracked by GPS, if they can get their act together on that, but it would be tracked by GPS in your car, and it would be uploaded to a billing center. Uh-huh. They're actually testing it now at the University of Iowa, trying to figure out what the wrinkles in the program would be if they ever had this road tax thing enacted. Oh, can you imagine how controversial that would be? How would you feel about that? First of all, you have to have a GPS in your car, so all the cars would have to have that. But then they also, whoever the elusive they is, the government, they know where you are through the GPS tracking system, but they know all the miles that you put on, and they tax you monthly for that? Get out of here. I'm sorry. I like the traditional gallon fuel tax, but here's what the problem is. A lot of the transportation experts are saying it's just not good enough because they're struggling to keep up with the roads, to keep up with building roads and the maintenance, and it could get even further behind because you have cars' gas mileage is rising, but then you also have more alternative fuel cars coming online. So how are you going to make up that money? It's all about how are we going to get our piece of the pie. So the idea is you would shift to the by-the-mile tax. It's been discussed a ton. It's been discussed before, so that's not unusual, but now it's really getting some big-time attention. A federal commission, after a two-year study, actually concluded a couple of months ago that the road tax was the best way to move forward to keep money flowing into those transportation projects, and it could actually be the new tool that helps manage traffic and actually relieve congestion all over the country in different cities and suburbs, etc. Because they've got what they have is this National Surface Transportation Infrastructure Financing Commission. It's a mouthful, isn't it? It's 15 guys, basically, and it was unanimous. They supported the idea of the road tax being the best option. That the thought was it is a no-brainer. That means all this information is being gathered, okay? And it means that there is going to be discussion on Capitol Hill about it, seriously. So how would you feel about, do you like the idea, forget the gasoline tax because who knows what you'd be driving anyway. Instead, we're going to put this system in your car and we're going to tax you by the mile. Now, if you don't drive very often or you work at home or you don't, you know, you pretty much stay in your bubble in the area or you take public transportation, then it wouldn't affect you as much. But I think there are cities that you just are going to drive more, and that's the way it is. Try living in Los Angeles. You're not getting around it. You're driving. Try living in a more rural area where you commute to work because you choose to live outside of the city and there isn't great public transportation. A lot of people fall into that category. Then you're going to pay through the nose on these miles. So if you have gas that's taxed by state and the feds, if they continue to tax it the same way, then the administration and the overhead of the gas stations would have, imagine with the tracking and paying taxes, how that would remain for states, and they'd be able to add, and what would be added for the federal tax. I mean, what are we talking about here? So if you don't drive a lot, it would be okay, but if you drive a lot, you're going to be punished to fund the highways and transportation. Now, I mean, hey, we live in the United States of America. People want decent roads. You don't want potholes. You want to have your city accommodate the growth in the city. But there's a big flaw in this. You know, to have a GPS monitoring system collecting information in a private car. Yeah, big flaw there. What do you think, America? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Do you think it'll come to that? I mean, now, that's that whole thing of Big Brother to the extreme. And I'm going to say that if I was still doing this show, I would tell you protest, protest, protest. More than write your congressman, because you do not want a tracking system in your car. Donovan, you use a bicycle to commute and you take light rail, but if you were to have a car, How would you feel about the government monitoring your miles and then billing you every month for it? Do you like that idea? He's left the building. He doesn't like the idea. It's suddenly silent. So I understand how you feel. I feel the same way. I think it would be incredibly dangerous of everything that we've talked about, like the red light cameras, of cameras all over the cities because of crime, of everything we've ever talked about on this show. I think this is one of the worst ideas. I mean, one of the worst ideas that you can ever imagine to regulate it, to, this is like, it would be like someone suggested to me, like playing Robin Hood. It just doesn't, it does not, it's just not going to work. There's no way. Imagine OnStar then. OnStar, can you help me? I don't think so. Well, how many miles are you traveling? You know that whole idea about people doing the rollback? Remember it used to be, and then they put locks on the system so you couldn't roll back your miles, but there was the Lemon Laws got enacted, and people would get cars, and you wondered if the miles were actually rolled back on it. You wouldn't be able to do that in this case, I guess. You'd have to try to figure out a way. Maybe somebody would figure out a way to circumvent it, but I think you'd have a very, very hard time doing that. So I'm going to say ixnay to it. Got a couple of emails popping up on that. You can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. In the meantime, California in big trouble. I told you about the IOUs, and D-Day certainly came and went. And at this point, what's happening, because you have state employees out for yet another day to try to save some money, now California officials are basically saying, look, they're trying to avert the federal government's threat to seize six parks that could be closed to help reduce the budget deficit. So the National Park Service Regional Director warned the governor that all six are actually on former federal land that could revert to the government if the state fails to keep the park open. And some of these sites you might have actually been to, like Angel Island or the top of Mount Diablo, which is just east of San Francisco. I've been there. It's very cool. Or Point Sur State Historic Park. I've been there, too. That's on the way to San Francisco. Monterey, Fort Ord Dunes. That's near Monterey. Some pretty well-known beaches and areas and parks. And because of the severity of this crisis for California, you know, they're saying they've got to close them to save $143 million. Right now, they're looking at $26 billion for a budget deficit. And the governor keeps rejecting the idea of taxing. So, and the governor's also thrown out the idea to add $15 to the car registrations to raise money to run the park. So this is a lose-lose situation. And these used to be really big summer jobs for people and, of course, destination places for a lot of people that went to California. So the state could also lose future park funding. Stay tuned for more on that. In fact, we're going to let you hear what Arnold had to say about the state of California and the new fiscal year with no money in the bank. That's coming up in the IOUs in just a minute or two.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. the public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchoose.com.
Glad that I got to visit the great state of California, actually lived there for a while, up and down the state, saw every wonderful thing that the state has to offer, and then I got out. Just in the nick of time before it started to sink again. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. State of emergency. Here's actually what Governor Schwarzenegger had to say earlier in the day.
I would like to just update you on our financial crisis and on our budget negotiations. As you remember, 4 weeks ago, I addressed the joint session of the legislature, and I warned that swift and serious action is necessary in order to address the entire $24 billion deficit, or, as the controller said, that by end of July we will run out of cash. I presented my proposal and asked the legislature to make the necessary and deep cuts. I also ask him to use this crisis as an opportunity to get rid of government waste and to make Sacramento run more efficiently. In 4 weeks, instead of negotiating, Democrats and Republicans in our office, they decided to have endless amount of hearings and debates, finger-pointing, and assign blame. At the end of the day, nothing was accomplished. As a matter of fact, at the end of the day, all they managed were partial solutions that lack the necessary cuts and the necessary reforms. California needed a legislature to act boldly and with conviction. Their response was not a solution to California's budget problem, but an invitation to actually a bigger financial crisis. The legislature's response bears a striking resemblance to the kind of budgets that have been passed here in the past, budgets that brought us to this disastrous situation in the first place. The sad story is that the legislature refused to deal with the entire $24 billion budget deficit. They also refused to streamline government, and they refused to consolidate agencies, and they refused to cut unnecessary boards and commissions.
Oh, there you go. Schwarzenegger comes down on them with a big hammer. It's the people protecting the jobs of their buddies in some cases. And, hey, the fact was Schwarzenegger is at odds with the state legislature. They're coming to no agreement on anything. And California's in big, big trouble. Not the only state, certainly, but the one that has it worst right now. And the feds told them to go fly a kite because they weren't lending them any money. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, let's see. It was Canada Day here, so, you know, we had fireworks and, you know.
Sweet. How was that?
Sweet. And today was also the beginning of the CFL season, so my Alouettes won, so that's it.
That means all is good. Now, Canada Day, is that a day where everybody has off?
Yep. It's like
then it is good. Yeah, it's like our 4th of July.
Right, you know, and they had swearing-in ceremonies for new Canadians, and, you know, they had, different towns had different activities, you know, they had parades, and one town had a humongous, you know, cake in the shape of the Canadian, you know, the Canadian flag, so, you know, it was all good. This sort of reminds me, you know, what California's going through with what New York went through about 30-odd years ago. And I remember there was a front page of the New York Daily News that said, federal government to mayor of New York, drop dead.
That's true.
I mean, New York City came out of it. Hopefully, you know, California will come out of it. I mean, I got to give Schwarzenegger credit because he's saying, you know, I'm not going to raise taxes. I'm not going to tack on an extra $15 on driver's licenses, but at the same time, he's cutting jobs so people will have less money. So it's all like, damned if you do and damned if you don't.
That's right, and that's the problem. It's a big catch 22.
Right.
But he refuses. You cannot get elected when you raise taxes, so he refuses to go down that road. And there's a lot of people vying for that job. The woman who started eBay wants to run for governor. Gavin Newsom, who is the mayor of San Francisco, wants that job.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting when it becomes open again. I don't even know how much time Schwarzenegger has left, but it'll be interesting to see where that
goes.
And
there are probably some people who wish he'd resign right now so they can have an election.
No, I think he's 50-50. Some people really like Schwarzenegger still, even with what's going on there.
Right.
And other people don't. I don't know. For me, when I hear him speak, I just keep thinking of the Terminator. I can't help it. He's so ingrained in my movie mind that it still is weird for me to hear him as a politician, but some of the things actually that he's said in the past made a lot of sense. But now, and it's like he's saying, now they're at this point where their backs are against the wall, and they knew this was a problem, and they don't want to do this now. The workers have been out for 3 days because
right.
They're trying to do anything they can to save money. So it's scary. If you're living in California, it's scary. You don't even know if you have to renew your license, Sam. I said this the other day.
Right.
If when you pull up, there's going to be even anyone to wait on you.
Now that is really scary. I remember when he announced that he was running for the governor of the state of California, I thought, yeah, right, another Hollywood type just trying to get a little self promotion, because Gary Coleman did it and a whole bunch of other people. But when he got elected, I went blank. It must be good. Or it just must have been something that the people of California said.
Sure, he was serious. And Gray Davis, he made a mess, in my opinion, out of California. So it was the perfect time for Schwarzenegger to swoop in there. Sam, you take care, man.
Take care.
And happy Canada Day too to everybody, all of our friends in Canada. Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale, how are you doing?
Kate, I wanted to commend you on coming up with a new definition for sex called the horizontal mambo. You mentioned that the other night. Only you could do that, Ms. Delaney.
Thank you.
I wanted to comment about Governor Sanford and why these bozos keep following him around, just as our friend from Canada and a lot of people and what you've said We've got so many problems in this world, and we're following this guy around all the time. I don't understand it. He, you know, he's wanting a second chance.
Right.
And I would say to the governor, well, governor, you had your second chance. Your wife gave it to you.
Right.
And you blew it. And, you know, the strength of some of these women, it's just amazing to me. She catches the guy messing around. She wants to keep her family together,
mm-hmm.
repair her marriage. And then he goes off on Father's Day, for God's sakes, without security, and pulls a stunt like this. I don't know why we're not talking about more of the problems you were just talking about than following this guy around.
I agree, and it's ridiculous, and he needs to stop talking because she is a really strong woman, and you got to give her credit because she's hanging in there. She is getting battered around. Who wants to see that? The saucy emails in the newspaper. They've got the four sons, and then plus hear this thing about this is my soulmate. Why is he saying this stuff?
He's betrayed her, you know, so many times here, and she just keeps hanging in there. He just needs to resign. He has to go. I thought the guy was, you know, politically attractive for...
Yep, I agree.
And then he goes and pulls the stunt, and now he keeps talking. My goodness. Go away, Governor Sanford. Be Mr. Sanford.
I agree. Be Mr. Sanford. So well said. Dale, we love you. Thanks for the call. Yep, he needs to go. He needs to go away and just have a different title. How about father? How about husband? How about whatever? I agree with Dale. I don't know how Jenny Sanford hangs in there through all this nonsense. And I feel badly for the boys because they can read. We live in the internet world. They know exactly what's being said and what's going on. So it has to be very, very ugly in that house. And he has 17 months left on his term, and he just should resign. He just should resign and go back into private industry or something else, because at this point now, and it's become so salacious that in South Carolina, I mean, that's all they are talking about is this. It's nonsense, crazy. We have important things. There's important things that are going on in all the states. Look at everybody struggling, including South Carolinians. They're having problems too, just like the rest of us. All right, I'm going to end on this note. Good people do not need laws to tell them to act responsibly, while bad people will find a way around the laws. Many wealthy people are little more than janitors of their possessions. Be nice to people on your way up, because you'll meet them on your way down.
I say, go away, boy, you bother me.